I've learned about this tragic event early Monday morning from my colleagues. It was an utter shock. I was not able to react or speak for a couple of minutes because this is something unimaginable. In a civilized country, these things should never happen.
The last story that Jan Kuciak was working on, it investigated alleged links between the mafia and Slovak businessmen and politicians. Now, that final and unfinished report by Kuciak is online. It claims that some of the mafia-linked people that he was investigating have daily access to Prime Minister Robert Fico and also top-level security clearance. I mean, those are serious allegations. As Kuciak's publisher, do you stand by those claims?
Yes, of course. We stand by what we publish and what Jan Kuciak has researched. We are not talking about a certain daily contact, but this is a possible daily contact to the top government officials. All of this information is either verified or from a publicly accessible sources, which you can find on the internet or other accessible places.
So what do Kuciak's findings tell us about how entrenched the mafia is in Slovakia?
What it hints is that there are connections to the top places in the government from the mafia, and this is quite disturbing.
Well, the report also claims that many of these mafiosi have had run-ins with the law, but they've avoided prosecutions. So how much evidence is there that the Slovak justice system has been turning a blind eye to their activities?
It's true what you're saying, that there were many cases in which the rulings were something you would not expect, again, in a civilized country. But this is something which has been a very long problem of the Slovak society, that the justice system is overwhelmed, is biased, and is not doing the job that the public is expecting. This is nothing new. This is only a part of the mosaic which Jan Kuciak was trying to uncover. And these court decisions have not surprised us. It's something which we witness very often, unfortunately, in Slovakia.
Well, Kuciak was looking at money laundering, but also the misuse of public and EU funds on a massive scale. Now, if this is true, why hasn't there been more pressure, for example, from Brussels to crack down on this and to exert more pressure on the Slovak government to clean things up?
Well, I cannot judge this from my position, but of course we also have to give some credit to the Slovak government, because they started to put more pressure. They started certain actions. For example, there was this so-called Cobra Commando created several years ago by the Slovak government, which only specializes for VAT fraud. But as you can see from the recent development and from Jan Kuciak's stories, these were not enough measures to tackle the problem, and it should have been much stricter, and we should have done more, the government should have done more.
Public protests have now been organised as a result of Kuciak's murder. Do you think this is going to be a political earthquake for Prime Minister Robert Fico and his ruling party?
It could be. Of course, we had several similar actions in the past, nothing, of course, concerning the death of a journalist, a young journalist. The government has already witnessed several protests from the side of the public, but this case, I think, is a special one because it involves the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, the freedom of expression, because the media was targeted directly. I think also members of the government can feel the pressure is now very strong. And as you could have seen already in the reports from other Slovak media, Prime Minister acted very quickly. He offered a huge reward for any information leading to finding the murderers themselves. And he also organized a meeting with all the editors-in-chief where they discussed the current situation. This is something which hasn't happened for a long time. So all these actions which happened in recent days and hours show that they want to do something that they didn't. They start to take media more seriously then.
Nonetheless, are other journalists now worried about their own safety?
Of course, you can never know what will happen next when you are dealing with this kind of information. And there are, of course, many investigative journalists in Slovakia. As far as Slovakia is concerned, we have tightened our security measures. from Monday, and we are trying to give all the protection to our journalists as possible, also with the cooperation of the police.
Have you ever been put under any official pressure to, for example, drop investigative reporting into corruption or other sensitive issues?
No, it has never happened to me.
So what do you personally hope will come out of Jan Kuciak's murder?
To be honest, I would be, of course, much happier if this hadn't happened at all. But I really hope that this will start a change in the Slovak society. We as a nation, I hope, will stop turning the blind eye on these frauds and these illegal actions. And we also show, I hope, to our politicians that we really will not tolerate these activities on the top political level anymore. I would like just to say that Jan was a wonderful person. He was a very good colleague, always trying to help not only the colleagues from his own publishing house, but also to the colleagues from the competition. The other tragic aspect of his death is that he was planning a family with his girlfriend. Really, he was at the beginning of his career, so it's a really great loss. And people shouldn't die for things like this, and especially people at this young age as him and his girlfriend. This is what makes this case even more drastic and more hard to believe.